actually a lot of patients who present sort of over the garden fence or just because their best friends down the pub tell them to do something, and it's amazing how many positive diagnoses crop up that way. I suppose the angle of my tale is that I had some odd symptoms and it didn't actually strike me as though I might have a particular problem. When I had some symptoms, I suppose I went down the same channel as most patients would go and see the GP. Might have left it a little bit later than I should have done, only by a couple of months. But the angle is to try and encourage people to report in symptoms early, because there's lots of good treatments out there, and the earlier we catch things, the better. Lots of people have busy lives, are rushing around, and the last thing they tend to think about is their own health, and I think that's got to change, really. Men have got to start looking after themselves a bit better. There are about 1,000 urologists in the UK now, so statistically, my friends and I put our hands up, are about the number of men that you'd expect from that number to have presented over the last few years, but there'll be more rumbling under who will probably present over the next few years. We're all getting older, and quite a lot of men have do develop moderate symptoms, which are part of healthy aging, and it's not always easy to unpick symptoms that are due to just a benignly enlarged prostate from ones that maybe as a result of something a bit more serious. And the only way is really to get checked out, go to your GP, get a PSA test and a clinical examination of the prostate, and then if you need to be sorted out, you'd be referred into someone like me at Lister. What most men complain of in terms of low urinary tract symptoms are a bit more frequency to go, having to spend a penny in more of a hurry, getting up a couple of times at night despite not changing your fluid habits. So it's not necessarily just having too many beers at night. Those are the main things, low urinary tract symptoms. We have fantastic GPs around here, and they will normally look at you, take a history, which means having a chat, and ask you about various things. And there's some very good just one-page questionnaires, which gives the doctor quite a good handle on how bad the urinary symptoms are. It's a tick box, 5 questions and a quality of life score, which just takes 2 minutes. And then they'll examine you, do a rectal examination, which is fleetingly uncomfortable, but really it's not too bad to have done, so the doctor can feel the back of your prostate and assess its symmetry, how it feels, and whether there's any abnormal bits there. And putting the two together, plus some baseline tests, which is usually a blood test called a PSA, which stands for prostate-specific antigen, which is a special blood test which is only made, this protein is only created by the prostate. So women have none at all. And as men get older, our level of PSA goes up slowly in health. One of the problems with it as a so-called screening test, we don't tend to use it as a screening test, is that some men can have quite high blood levels or just marginally up, which raises anxiety, sometimes unnecessarily. So there are problems with the PSA, but it is a valuable piece in the jigsaw, if you like, to help us decide whether or not a man needs further investigation.